Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special schus for Avraham Reshichi, look schus Chaya Chavit Fegem, Bas Michal Yedis Basya. Continue our series of Shirim in the Rambam, Hilchos Melachim. HaMelech Asur Lishtos Derech Shichrus, Shenemar Al the Melachim Shtu Yayin, Elia Os Oisek B'Toro, B'Tzorcha Yisob Yom Lelayel, Shenemar V'Yisai Mo, V'Kar Bo Koy Mechai of a king, is not allowed to drink in a way to get him drunk. As it says, the king shouldn't drink wine. Rather, he should be Osek B'Torah, and in the needs of the Jewish people day and night, as it says, it should be with him, the Torah, and read it all the days of his life. V'chein le'yoshotuf b'nashim, filo ha'yisolah la'achas, le'yomotzeh etzlatom, k'shar tipshim, shouldn't be immersed in women, even if he only has one wife, but she shouldn't be with him all the time, like the fools. Shenem ra'atem l'ashim chelecha, don't give your strength to women. Ala saras libo k'pida Torah, shenem ra'vela'yosur l'vav, the Torah is makbid, that they shouldn't be maser his lave, they shouldn't remove him from his service of Hashem. Torah is makbid on Hasaras HaLev. Shalibu lev kol kal Yisrael. His heart is the heart of all the Jewish people. Lefikach divko ha-kasuk v'Torah. Never the Torah, the pasuk, connecting him to Torah, yasim yisharam, shenar koy mechayiv. More than other people, it says all the days of life. So you see here that you have the king, shouldn't be into wine and women. He should limit his contact with his wives, and not like the fools who are always with their wives, and he shouldn't drink too much. He should be Osek in Torah v'tzorcha Yisrael. And again, we're going to the Mahalach of Marina Rabbeinu, and going to Mufla v'Amufla with David Zatzal. In the Kiryas Sefer here, he was calling all these two inyanim in one. He writes, V'tavak ha-kosu v'samelech v'torah k'duchsi v'haisi k'imai, so he shouldn't be drawn too much after Mishta and after Nashim. There's even one woman who removes his heart, sets his heart astray, is forbidden. So he talks here about not being Nimshach Achar Mishta and not being Nimshach Achar Nashim. And even one woman who's Meisiris Libo is Aser. The Rambam is Koilel, so the Kiryas Sefer here connects, makes it, turns into one, these two halachas in the Rambam, halacha hey and halacha vav, or in Paragimel. The Rambam separates them into two separate halachas. In halacha hey, he writes that the contrast to drinking wine is being Isaac B'Tariyam and Belaila. And he brings a pasuk, v'kar bo koy mechayiv. In halacha vav, lo tov le'inyan ela b'ma shelibo lev kol kol Yisrael. In halacha vav, he's told this in that his heart is the heart of all the Jewish people, and therefore don't be too involved in your women. When it comes to wine, he says, v'yosik and tar yamim v'layla. In halacha vav, he says, don't be yosik too much in women, because your heart is the heart of all the Jewish people. Also in Halacha Hey, the Rambam writes, Asur Lishlas Derech Shichrus. In Halacha Vav, the Rambam just writes, Lo Yashatuf B'Nashim. He doesn't write a Lashon of Asur. In Halacha Vav, the Rambam writes, in Halacha Hey, the Rambam writes, he's not allowed to drink Derech Shichrus. In Halacha Vav, the Rambam doesn't talk about Derech Shichrus. The Rambam doesn't mention a Lashon of Isur. He just says that he shouldn't be Shatuf B'Nashim. Not a lashon of Isser. Also, in Halacha Hey, he adds the chiyuv of Esek B'Tzarcha Yisrael B'Yom V'Layla. He shouldn't be drinking too much because he has to be involved in the needs of the Jewish people day and night. Whereas in Halacha Vav, Rambam doesn't mention that. Rambam doesn't mention being Oisek in the Tzarcha Yisrael Yom V'Layla. So from this we see, from these contrasts, from these different emphases in the two halachas, that Lamaisa, we're dealing with two separate Isurim, two separate ta'amim. So the Chara, now like the Kiryat Sefer, put them together. We're dealing with two different inyanim. Halacha hei b'fnei atzmai, halacha vav b'fnei atzmai. And we have to understand, my time, v'kan daf kokach, v'kan daf kokach. How do we understand the discrepancies between the two halachas? So it appears as follows. Rambam writes in Halacha Vav, Shelibu lev kol kahal Yisrael. Lefikach divko yakosuf b'toyre yesem mishar ha'om. The heart of the king is the heart of all the Jewish people. And therefore the Pasuk connects him to Torah more than other people. Yesem mishar ha'om. The Pasuk connects him to Torah more than other people because his heart is the heart of all the Jewish people. So we see from this, and the Yisod is that of the Turei Evan and Rosh Hashanah Yad Zayin Amid Bey. It's that that we see there in the Gemara. That Tse'oka, that crying out, is effective even before the Gemara Din, the Gzar Din. But not after the Gzar Din. So Frekti Turei Evan, this is Shver. We see Brachas Daf Yud, Gabi Chizkiya Melech. Yishaya said, Kranigzu Elech Gzeira. And he said, Ben Amot, Kleinu Voscha Vetzei, Kach Mukublani. He says, no, it doesn't matter if you have a cherev chad munach al tzavar shel adam. There can always be mercy. So what do you see from this Gemara? You see from this Gemara that even after Gzar Din, tzedakah works. And that's a stark contrast, and a stark contrast to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that says after Gzar Din, Tzedakah doesn't work. That's the kasha of the Turei Evan. Ayin Shem and the Turei Evan, he answers that a king is different. The Domi v'shokul keneged tzibur. Like Shlomo says, Lasos mishpat avdai u'mishpat amo Yisrael. Al Mashakul Melech Kitzibur. Ubitzibur Mahani Tsa'ok Gamla Acha Gzardin. Kimavur Sham the Gemara. Ad Kan Divrei Haturei Evan. Turei Evan's teretz is that a king is different because he's Shakul Kenegat Tzibur. Like Shlomo says, to do the Mishpat of your servant and the Mishpat of his nation Israel. So you see that he's equated with the nation Israel, that the king is shakul keneged tzibur, and tzibur tzedakah works after gzar din. So this gemara in Brachos that we see that Chizkiyahu was saying that afilu cherev chad munachas tzavar shel adam ayim natzim in aracham mishayach to a king dafka. And when the gemara says in Rosh Hashanah alach gzar din, it's not effective. That's talking about a regular person. Vayen v'Yerushalmi v'Sanhedrin Perak Beis Halacha Gimel Melech v'Tzibur Nidon in the front of Kol Yoyim Shenemar Lasis Mishpat Avdoi. So Mefurish, like the Turei Evan writes, that there's a Melech and Tzibur, Melech is Shakul Keneged Tzibur, and therefore the Nidon in the front of Kol Yoyim. Ein b'Meshech Chochma b'Seif Sefer Shmois b'Aftar Zachar, what he says based on this Turei Evan. Vayin b'Rashi b'Chukas that Moshe is Yisrael and Yisrael is Moshe. That the Nasi Ador is Kechol Ador because the Nasi is everything. Sounds a little more Lubavitch than it does Rashi, but that's what Rashi says. Moshe is Yisrael, Yisrael is Moshe. Nasi Ador is the door. Or Achayim HaKadosh Parshas Vayero Bereshis Chof Dalet on the Pasuk Al Goygan Tzadik Tarog L'Gavei Mises Achav Matzanu. So again, we see Nochamol, numerous cool sources, that a king has a din of the whole nation. That just like we find a din and a kiyum of mitzvahs Talmud Torah, miyuchod, b'Talmud Torah de Kol Yisrael, Megillat Daf Dalet, that the Kriyas and Megillah is Doicha Talmud Torah. It's only Talmud Torah V'Yochid, not Talmud Torah V'Rabim. Rashi says Tamu Tov Kol Yisrael Sotu Tos Div Maaseh Lemesh Sotu Danan the Meiri Ayin Bebachor Chaim Simin Tarpaz and Magen Avram Shitzkot Gimel Ayin Sham. Hareishu Kiu Miyuchad Shel Shem Talmud Torah De Kol Yisrael. Sherei Talmud Torah De Yochid Nitchem Mipnei Kriyas HaMegillah. Talmud Torah De Yochid is Nitchem Mipnei Kriyas HaMegillah. Talmud Torah De Tzibur is not. Ibazoi, a king who is Kechol Yisrael, his Torah is Talmud Torah De Rabbim, and therefore there's a special kiyum of Talmud Torah, and because of that it's a unique chiyuv, like the Rambam writes. Yesh lo dibuk b'Torah yaser mishaar ha'om. K'moshen is bar. So that's the special din of the king of Talmud Torah, because the king has a din tzibur. And mitzad is din tzibur, he has a special din of Talmud Torah, because the tzibur has a special din of Talmud Torah. As we saw before, Libo Lev Kol Kahal Yisrael. Lefikach Divko Yakosev B'Torah Yesem Misharam. His heart is the heart of all the Jewish people. Therefore, he's more connected to the Torah because the king encompasses all the people. And that's the Yisoid of the Mitzvah of Hakel, which is a special Chiv of Kiyuv Talmud Torah Shekol Yisrael. The Din Talmud Torah Miyuchad, like we've seen the Rambam Perakim Mechagig Allah Chavav, Sheish Bezenya Kakapola Satorah Mehar Sinai. That's a special Inyan of Torah, the Kol Yisrael. And therefore, the chiyuv kriyas al yedei haMelech. As the Melech yesh b'kriyaso mitzad haMelech din Talmud Torah shel kol Yisrael. Well, the kiyum shel Talmud Torah shel kol Yisrael, it's not enough. The shomim are all Yisrael. The mashmiya has to also be all Yisrael. And therefore, it's the king. The only way to have that the mashmiya is all Yisrael is the king. Again, the peir shel Yeruchim fishel perla. And the Rasag, when it says, Tezayin, it discusses the Shiloh and Melech is Ma'akev. There's a near Babir Asuga Bechagiga Bedav Gimel, Tan Rabbana, Maestro Rabbi Yoram and Broika, Rabbi Lezman Chasma, Shochel Akhlus, Pene Rabbi Yoshua, Shabbos Almi Haisa, Shabbos Rabbi Lezman Azari Haisa, with Maestro Agodis Hayoim, Armelo Prashis Hakel, Lama Dorishbo, Hakel, Soma, Noshim, Noshim, Tap, Noshim, Boim, Noshim, Noshim, Boim, Lumoid. Famous Gemara. That he darshan parshas hakol, Rav Elazar Azariah. That if men are coming to learn, women are coming to listen, why are the kindalach coming? To give schar to those who bring them. Ayin sham in the Gemara. And there's already an arichos about this in the drashas the Marimins in Drash Aleph. Kli yakar ala Torah parshas vayelech v'oid. Explain in Manoshach. Im ein b'ze toelet. Mas schar yesh le mevi'ayim. Says taf lo mevi'ayim. What's the toelet of the taf? To bring schar to mevi'ayim. If there's no toelet, then why schar to mevi'ayim? Gemara seems to be assuming there's no toelet. So it's only the schar to mevi'ayim. Otherwise they'd be schar for them coming themselves. So there must be no toelet. Lidin schar to mevi'ayim. And lo mevin. Imeim b'zeh toelet. My what schar is there lo mevi'ayim? V'oi, damai lo yineim hakein b'chol mitzvah Torah. Why don't we say this in all the bits of the Torah, this schar, if you bring the ketanim along? Why dafka mitzvah hakel? So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. She'omnam, ein kiyum mitzvah l'ketanim, she'ena b'talmud Torah. Ain kiyum mitzvah l'ketanim. Ketanim don't have a mitzvah Talmud Torah. But to be poyel achalos Talmud Torah shel kol Yisrael, we have to bring the ketanim along. And thereby, there's more of a kiyum of Talmud Torah de gedolim. That's what Hakel has to be. Hakel is Talmud Torah shel kol Yisrael. For that, you need the ketanim. Ketanim are part of kol Yisrael. And that's the toelis l'meviyayim. In order that they should, their Talmud Torah should be a Talmud Torah of Kol Yisrael, Memela, they have to bring the Ketanim. Ve'en shem etoises shekosvu, and that it says, L'itin tzchar le'mevi'ayim, Tosis writes that on that we're samech to bring Ketanim to Shul. Sechet Sof from Perek Yudches Halacha Vav. And the question is not Tzivui on this. What's the Litein Tzchalavi, Lavi, Litein Tzchalim V'yayim? Taf, you have to bring the Hakel, but what's the point of bringing the kids to Shul? The answer is that a shul is a place of tefillah the rabbim. In order to have a rabbim, you need to have the kids. That's how you get the Talmud Torah to Rabbim. And in the Masechet Sofrim, it says the women get Schar Psiyas. So in the Gemara in Chagiga, by Kakel, it says Kedei L'Shmoya. And here it does say Schar Psiyas. Here it says Schar Psiyas. So we say the Gemara in Chagiga is talking in the Havamina. But it wasn't yet Mischadish, the Zedin of Talmud Torah to Rabbim. So it must be L'Tachlis Atzman, Kedei L'Shmoya. And then we want to know, what's the point of bringing the Ketanim? But we don't know that yet in Chagiga. It's in the Melo by Nelshim Misei Lishmoa. But the Maskana, the women also come to make a Din of Talmud Torah the Rabbim. And that's why when they come to Shul, they get Schar Psiyas. Excuse me, it says in Maseches Sofrim that the women getting Schar Psiyas for going to Hakel. It says in Maseches Sofrim that the women get Schar Psiyas, Tafel and Banket Eden Schar Leviyem, and that's why we bring the Taf to Shul. Why do we Taf to Shul? Because it's Schar Leviyem. So the idea is the Taf, like we said, we want to create a din Sibor. And the Taf contribute to that. And that's the Schar Leviyem. Why does it say here about women leading to Schar Psiyas? And when it comes to Hakel, it doesn't say Schar Psi in Chagiga, it says Lishmoya. So why is the mitzvah of Hakel for women here the Schar Psi is the Schar for walking, and in Chagiga it's Lishmoya? The answer is that in Chagiga we didn't know yet the Maskana that there's a Din of Talmud Torah to Rav, and therefore we said the women are getting Schar on their own, the Shmaya. And but now that we're Mechadish at the end there, that Litin Schar Leviyem, because it's in of Talmud Torah the Rabbim, so therefore, Lama Baim Noshim, the Kabbalah Schar Psiyas, that's what it says in Sechet Sofrim, what's Pshat Schar Psiyas, that they walk to create the Din of Talmud Torah the Rabbim. In Chagiga, we thought there's a Tachlis Bifnei Atzma that they themselves have to hear. But then there was a Mischadish knows Din of Talmud Torah the Rabbim, so therefore Maseches Sofrim it says, why they're coming. Schar Psiyas, that they created this din of Rabbim, of Tzibur. But they're doing this Ishtadlis. And that was where Rabbi Lezer was darshaning on the day she Shivu be Yeshiva. So that's step one in our understanding of the Rambam. And that's why the king has a special din of Talmud Torah. And Mirtz Hashem, in the next year, we will talk more about this. And we will see continuing the floss. I thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.